Well, we are at an all-time sprint right now, encouraging people to go to mdpetitions.com where they can download, print, and then they can't really mail it in now. They're going to have to drive it into a location. We've got locations all across the state. We are within range to be able to get the signatures that we need to turn them in on Saturday night at midnight, but we are not there yet. So it is going to be an all-out sprint. People this weekend are going to be at events collecting signatures, and we just need more volunteers, people who can go out, get the signatures. Unfortunately, if we don't get the signatures that we need, this bill will become law on October 1st. And the most problematic part of the bill is that it opens up private facilities to people from the opposite sex. They don't have to dress up or anything at all. As long as they sincerely believe in their heart, let's say that they're a man or that they're a woman, they can use the opposite bathroom. And that creates a lot of problems for people who would just take advantage of this bill, sexual predators who could put themselves in situations where they could cause harm, where today they wouldn't be allowed to be in those types of situations legally.
Now, you need roughly just under 19,000, it's 18,700 signatures. That's one-third of the nearly 56,000 you need. You've done these drives before with such things as the DREAM Act, the same-sex marriage law, and also congressional redistricting. And as I recall, you had a relatively easy time getting the signatures that you needed. Why is it so difficult this time?
Well, I wouldn't call any of them easy except for marriage, which one really had a lot of support from the very beginning all across the state. The other ones, though, each one of them, redistricting and the DREAM Act, illegal aliens getting in-state college tuition benefits, were very, very difficult. And this one is no exception. People didn't even know that this was the law. It's funny, when we first started this petition drive, people even thought, you're joking, there's no way that Maryland legislators would have passed this. It really wasn't until the governor signed it that it started to sink in, oh, wow, this really is the law. And just in the last week and a half or so, we've really seen momentum picking up and people saying, oh, no, we need to stop this bill. This is a bad bill that could harm women, harm children, and really change the social mores of our state. And so people are going to mdpetitions.com to sign that petition and turn it in. It's just a matter now of, are we going to be able to meet this first deadline? I am convinced if we get the first deadline, the second deadline is going to be easy to make just based on the momentum that I see happening right now. It's just a question of it hit really late, and I hope that we are able to gather the signatures we need to turn them in tomorrow night at midnight.
That second deadline is the end of June. One final question. Supporters of this measure say you're marginalizing transgendered people. They won't get the discrimination protections that they feel they deserve. What do you say to that?
Well, that really has nothing to do with why we're doing this referendum effort. 18 states have transgender laws, but only one other state, California, has a law that includes private facilities. Actually, all the counties in Maryland that have passed transgender laws don't include private facilities, every county. So this bill goes way too far. This bill actually puts harm in the way of young girls, young boys, and women, where men can actually go into the women's bathroom if this bill stays law. So there's the problem, is the private facilities part of this bill that's what's driving the whole referendum effort here.